Heliports were a central topic at the Haines Planning Commission's meeting Thursday. They discussed what the commission chair called a complicated situation of a heliport request at 35 Mile of the Haines Highway. This is the fourth time the Planning Commission has discussed the 35 Mile heliport, and the conversation is not over. Property owner Michael Wilson requested a conditional use permit for the heliport a few months back. Then, at a December meeting, his partner Sean Brownell of Alaska Heliskiing said they believed they had a use-by-right situation because helicopters have operated out of the 35-mile heliport since before 2011, when the borough put additional restrictions on heliports. The Planning Commission asked then-acting borough manager Julie Causey to make a decision about whether the heliport was use-by-right. Here's Commission Chair Rob Goldberg.
She reviewed their material and she made a decision that, yes, they did have a pre-existing right to use the property, but only at the limit that they had been historically using it, which was 5 to 10 landings a year. And so she said yes, but she put a severe restriction on the number of landings.
Wilson is appealing Causey's decision. He writes in his appeal that limiting landings is an arbitrary and capricious decision that is in violation of our rights. And there's another limitation that Causey interpreted from borough code. If the helipad were to be used for commercial ski tour landings, it requires a conditional use permit.
And so Julie said, even if I approve this as a pre-existing use for a heliport, in order to operate out of there with a heli-skiing business, the site has to have a conditional use permit from the Planning Commission. So we really have two separate things in front of us that are tied together.
The commission was originally scheduled to hear Wilson's appeal at Thursday's meeting, but Goldberg decided to postpone the hearing for a couple reasons. One, Causey is on vacation, so she's not available to answer questions about her decision. And it takes 4 votes from the commission to overturn Causey's decision. There were only 5 out of 7 commissioners present at Thursday's meeting.
The appellant has to get 4 out of 7 votes. When 2 members are gone, I felt that it tilts the playing field against the appellant.
The appeal hearing is now scheduled for the February 11th planning meeting. Commissioner Brenda Josephson asked whether the commission or borough assembly was considering the possibility of one public heliport where all heliski business operated. That idea is part of the borough comprehensive plan based on public input. But Goldberg said it's a moot point. That's because he reached out to the 3 local heliski business owners about the idea already. He asked if they were open to operating out of a site at the end of Chilcat Lake Road in return for some kind of benefit, like eliminating the cap on skier days. The 2 biggest operators, SEBA and Alaska Heliskiing, said no. Goldberg said Brownell gave him a list of reasons why not.
They don't want to be close to each other and competing for the same terrain that's close to the site. They like being apart, and so they just don't want to go for this idea of a community heliport and having one spot in the upper valley.
So the Planning Commission is back where they started, deciding one by one on conditional use permits for private heliports. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.